Welcome to this episode of Wipeout's Tales from the Superyacht Laundry. We're coming up to the first year anniversary of Superyacht Laundry, and we thought we'd do a little bit of a bonus episode. So it's me and Max in this episode. So hi, Max. It's going to be weird editing yourself. When you edit this.
Hopefully I won't have to listen back to it too much because I hate the sound of my own voice.
So we thought we'd do a bit of a catch up, really, because there's been lots going on in this period of time since we started the podcast. So our the Superyacht Laundry's birthday is the 6th of May. So we're coming up to a full year. And it's been quite an insightful, amazing journey, actually.
Yeah.
It's obviously, for those of you who might have just joined us this episode, or you've kind of listened to a few, it was all Max's idea.
God.
It was all your idea. I was off my face on Cocodamol when you were like, we need to do a podcast. Because I had gallstones, so like, the first memory I've got of even thinking about doing a podcast was when you were like, I think this would be a good idea.
Well, yeah, I did hound you for a couple of months. I kept like forwarding you stuff like, oh, what about this? Or oh, we should be doing this. And you were like, oh yeah, maybe, maybe. And then I think eventually I just pestered you to the point that you were like, okay, fine, we'll do a podcast.
Well, I think, what episode was it? Daniel Priestley? There was an episode. You kind of sent me a podcast episode. It was either Daniel Priestley or Stephen Bartlett. It might have been the episode on Diary of a CEO with Daniel Priestley.
Yeah, I think
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Yeah. The penny dropped.
Well, to be fair, I'd never listened to podcasts, to be honest. Yeah. Like, I'm, you know, a late comer to the game of podcasts. I was always, you know, it's one of those things, you just, how you take in information. So I was always a book reader, obviously looking at stuff online, but not podcasts, not audiobooks. Like, audiobooks has been a new addition to my life since having a child, because I haven't got time to, well, I probably have time to read now, but I keep falling asleep when I try to read. I literally get like 5 pages and then I'm Sparko. And then I have to read the same five pages over and over again. It gets quite tiresome. So I've transferred to audiobooks, but podcasts were new.
Not on your radar.
And I mean, then literally, would you say in 12 months, podcasts has changed completely?
I think for me, that like, I've listened to podcasts, I would say 8-9 years I've been listening to podcasts, like when I worked on the boats or when I worked in the house for the family, especially when I was doing laundry. I was in the Hamptons for quite a long time on my own, so it was like music wasn't enough. I needed to hear other people talking to keep me sane, so I probably found podcasts then, but they were all just like silly ones. They weren't learning ones, they were just listening to people having a laugh, which was perfect because that's what I needed then. But obviously now it's definitely evolved since like the Stephen Bartletts, like I say, people like Daniel Priestley have come along. You can sort of balance it that if you just need some light, easy listening, you can have that. Or if you actually want to listen and learn something, you've got those options too, haven't you? But yeah, second I drop my little boy off at school and I get back in the car, my AirPod goes in and my podcasts start. And if I'm at work cleaning or walking the dog, I probably listen a good 5 hours a day.
5 hours a day? Wow.
Yeah, of podcasts. Weekdays.
It's just, well, I suppose, background noise. I mean, now I'm into podcasts, I do end up just on random things. Like, I'm listening to one about the Crusades at the moment, which is, you know, why does like a stay-at-home mum need to listen about the Crusades? But, you know, it's quite interesting to listen to as historians. But I do quite like watching podcasts as well.
Yeah, see, I don't do that. I know you do.
I do. I watch podcasts. And that's what when we started, I'm like, well, I need to at least make it the way I would. And I I'm really pleased that I've made the effort. You know, we already had a really good camera anyway because of the events. So it was just using something that we already had. But I'm pleased that we started out the way. Pretty much most of them are gone now. Most podcasts.
Yeah, even the ones that didn't. Like, I listened to, like, Shagged, Married, Annoyed with Chris and Rosie Ramsey. And they always joked how they loved doing podcasts because they could just sit in their pyjamas because no one could see them. And now she's like, fuck's sake, I've got to do my hair and makeup because I've got to be on camera. Lots of them are changing now.
It's like that Luana one. One of my neighbours got me into Luana.
That was one of the first ones I listened to back when they were Loose Lips back in the day. That was one of my first ever podcasts.
They are fun. Some of the stories they read out, though, I literally felt violently sick. Like, it was just some of them, though. But they are very funny.
So, Immo, producer Immo, that is who I would like to be.
Well, we've got to get going, I suppose. A few more episodes until that can happen. I mean, we're on, what is it, episode 33 now?
Yeah, 33 went out today.
33. And that's not a bad effort, considering we were aiming for 52 weeks in a year. We said we'd give ourselves 2 weeks off over Christmas. So we're not a million miles away from that kind of target.
I think at the beginning you were really keen to do them in person because obviously it's a lot easier to, if it's someone that you don't know, it's a lot easier for you as the host to build a rapport with someone in person. But for me, editing it, it's a lot easier when they're remote because you've got the two cameras. It looks much better for clips for social media and stuff like that. So it's been trying to balance, I think, that, hasn't it? Getting the ones that you can in person.
Well, the ones in person, I think we have to recognise our situation. We've both got kids, you know, and it's not that easy to pack up and go out for the day with our situation.
Well, and it's finding a location, isn't it? Like, to hire a podcast studio is expensive. It's what, £120 for an hour to hire a studio?
Well, it depends how many cameras you've got, you know, which is nice. I mean, I do quite like going to podcast studio because you just walk in and they record it all and they've got obviously the 4K cameras and stuff, but
it's a lot. And then the venues that we've gone to that where we haven't had to pay and we've tried to set up, it's just the background noise, isn't it, that we've heard, and then that makes it really tricky. Whereas at least when it's done remotely like this.
Well, Rosie's one. But Rosie turned up to the venue and they're like, oh, sorry, we forgot. We're actually closed for maintenance. So I literally had to run down the street, find a hotel that was open, and then they kind of cleared a section in their restaurant. So the sound,
it was very echoey, wasn't it?
You know, setting up the sound and stuff like that. I mean, it's, you know, it's all doable, but I do like in person. I like in the environment. I mean, for projecting to the universe what I'd like for like the next 12 months is to do more on location and at the shows and things, which we are, you know, should be working on in the next few months as well, which is good. Obviously being part of Rhea's Tribe on Yachting International Radio. They're being their main podcast collaborator for the Palmer Yacht Show. So, you know, the industry is changing. Like, I can't believe. So what we record our podcast episodes on, how much that has just changed since we started. Because we used to do social media on one platform. Like, you'd load the clip, the raw footage, and then you'd send it to that to edit it, and then you'd have the podcast edit. It just, you know, it was super complicated from the start, but the software that we've got now, it does so much.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it definitely makes more. And it's even good with clearing up the sound and background noises, and we've had a dog barking away in the background on one, and I was thinking, oh my gosh, we're not going to be able to put this episode out. And then somehow this, like you say, what we use just took it all out, and it was great.
So it's making us look good when we've got no
professional It's making training. Us look really professional when we're just winging it at this point.
The only way is up. The only way is up. It's only going to get better from here. But the whole experience of doing a podcast, especially during this turbulent time with like Yacht Pearls of Wisdom as well, I suppose in a way it has been a bit of a lifeline for me. To connect with women that have kind of been through similar things to what I have, and to hear their stories. I mean, before we started on this episode, I was like, who stands out? What episodes stand out to you? But for me, all of them stand out in completely different ways.
Yeah. Yeah, we haven't had any that, even like you listen on the Stephen Bartlett one or some of the ones, and they'd be like, oh, you know, we couldn't put that one out because it wouldn't have been good enough. Like, I've never sat listening whilst I'm editing it and thought, oh, people might find this one a bit boring, or do you know what I mean? Like, everyone's had such a good story to tell, and it had a really good, a message to spread, to give people advice in all different ways. And I just think, there's not any that have stood out to sort of be the best or worst, because they've all just been amazing.
Some haven't made it though, because of, like, there was two in Palmer that I recorded that didn't record.
The internet didn't work. Yeah,
one in France, the internet, you know, that's the other problem with, you know, on location, the internet in like Airbnbs being dodgy. Like, there's a lady called Amanda Beaver who's the wild medic, and we had a great recording, and I realised halfway through it only done half.
Yeah. And Lou's one, the end of Lou's one cut out, didn't it, in France.
You know, Lou, I mean, to be fair to Lou, we recorded her twice. It was like three times in the end. For different reasons, because also when guests come on, see, I'm just like, let's just have a chat. But one of the things that's always surprised me is how nervous people get going on a podcast. I'm like, but you're just talking to me. It's not, some people find it quite daunting. I'm not going to say, but there was one guest that wrote notes on herself. I was just I was just like, you don't need to write notes. It's about you. Like, surely you know you. It just made me chuckle. So obviously I had to take the piss out of her for that, because I'm like, there's being prepared, and then there's, you know,
overthinking it
just slightly. What has the standout episodes been for you?
Like I say, I couldn't pick specific ones. Obviously, some of the ladies you've spoken to I know personally. So like when you spoke to Alicia, it was really great hearing her story, because I think, you know, she did so well in like the Navy in New Zealand at such a young age, and she's just doing incredible things. So hers was great. Obviously, Jen from the Crew Grapevine, I worked for Jen years ago. She helped me get my first job on my boat. On the boat I worked on. So she is one of those people that I will always remember for being someone that changed my life. I think we all have those people in our life.
Her episode was really good. Like, I didn't know that she was there during the Twin Towers. Like, when she said that, I was like, what? Like, it was so interesting.
Well, that's the thing. Everyone's had different reasons for joining yachting. Some people have just been like, you know, had a relationship breakdown and they've just been like, sod it, I'm going. We've had a couple of women that have literally met the love of their life in an airport, that they should never have been in, with someone that they never would have met, and they did, and they're happily married with children now. There's women that have left yachting to have kids and found themselves a bit lost and started their own little businesses. They've all been great.
They have. I was literally like flicking through them on Spotify, and it's quite, you know, I couldn't really pick just a soul one, you know, like Emma Ross was a great one to start.
Yeah,
you know, Emma like she was really fun. Well, she is really funny. She's amazing. And also Mel that works with her, that was also a really good episode, you know, pioneers in trying to change mental health on board and coming at it from the right angle as well. I think that's, you know, that was really, you know, really important.
Yeah, Mel was very good with words, wasn't she? The way she spoke, she just was lovely to listen to.
Well, when you've been, I suppose that's pedigree as well, like when you've been interviewed and you've had to, you know, repeat your story, it does get easier over time.
Yeah. Obviously Jane was amazing talking about Gemma's story. That was a really important one.
Well, yeah, and that's something that obviously we'd wanted to do. That's one of the reasons why, you know, York Pearls of Wisdom exists in the first place, is what was going on with Gemma. So it's really nice to hear. And that was quite cathartic for Jane as well. You know, when we were recording that episode, it was very hard to talk about what happened to Jem. But, you know, afterwards Jane was saying about how to tell the story, she would talk about it in like moments, like by this day, by that day, by that day. But obviously, you know, now it's gone on and it's been a while. It's now just the feeling of you know, that story and where she's taken it to, and like the positivity that's come out of the other side is just so incredible. I mean, some of the, like Sierra's story, you know, being in absolute agony on her own and then reteaching herself, you know, and designing a software to help people on board.
Yeah,
you know, that's quite, you know, it's an incredible story.
Well, and there's been quite, you know, a few women that might have found themselves in dangerous situations or situations that they should never have been put in, and they've been able to talk about that and give advice on, yeah, what you should do and what the right thing to happen would have been. Which again, I think from, you know, I've been, came to a couple of your events, but I didn't make all of them, but this is where the idea from the podcast started, wasn't it? Because you always had incredible guest speakers at the events telling really important stories. But unfortunately, it was only the women in the room that heard those stories. And I mean, I remember the one in Southampton, and I walked out feeling like I could take over the frigging world from listening to these women talk. And you just think, yeah, the aim was to try and bottle that. And at least on a podcast, you know, you can't get people's stories across in a Facebook post or a Facebook, not Facebook, Instagram story or things like that. Whereas a podcast, you can. And that was the aim, wasn't it?
I think it's, you know, the, obviously talking about this, you know, the York Pearls of Wisdom journey and the podcast journey, because, you know, obviously things have, you know, been changing, you know, after 3 years, and there's lots of other ladies out there now trying to do similar things, but it's kind of, you know, what's always fascinated me and what the original aim was is how do we connect? What are we connecting to do, to inspire and to feed off each other? And where is, you know, where is that genuine line to want to help? And then we're, you know, all just to have fun. Do you know what I mean? Because it doesn't need to, one of the things with the events is, you know, we try to balance that having fun, having a good time, but with serious stuff, you know, so you come out with value. I mean, one of the things it would be nice to do, because it wasn't possible this March, would be to do another event. But I got a bit burnt with the last one. It was pretty intense. So the last event that we'd hosted with York Pearls of Wisdom was in France. And the ladies in the room, they had a great time. But for me, it was so impossibly hard. It just, nothing went right. Anything that could go wrong went wrong. And to be honest, looking back, I should never have done it. But, you know, when you commit to putting something together and there's people relying on you, you just kind of push through. but there was just a catalyst of like just so many things went wrong. And sometimes events go like that, you know.
But like you say, I think the women in the room didn't notice and, you know, weren't aware and had a lovely time. But obviously you were the one, I wasn't there. You were the one trying to carry it all and make it all happen. And
it didn't help, like, you know, like, so basically, you know, again, through circumstance, ended up going over on my own. The venue wasn't great. I ended up, that was when there was bed bugs in the south of France. So I ended up being bitten to death all the way. You know, you're being recorded. So like, I'm, you know, in the middle of the night, been bitten all the way up my body, which was all swollen. Like I said, the venue was just, it was a bit of a nightmare. Like it was probably one of the hardest places I've ever tried to do an event. To the point where I don't feel like they even wanted us to have an event. Like, you know, when things are just constantly put in your way. So just fighting fires all of the time. But the great things that came out of that was the, you know, the panel discussion, which I've referred back to a number of times. Like, I do think education on board comes from, the most valuable education is kind of keeping it simple and keeping it relatable. Because one of the things I've noticed going to other events is there's a lot of talk with the industry people, but they're not really focusing on how to make it that, you know, that relatable, you know, break it down into its simplest form. Like, I always like to think I'm just the most stupid person in the room. So like, if you help me understand what you're talking about. So that came out, the panel discussion with, you know, the different individuals that could help women in crisis situations on board, and that I got a lot out of that, and some new contacts. You know, obviously Callie was a guest on the podcast as well. What she's doing with self-awareness, I would say, you know, obviously it's dynamic testing, which we've done before, but to become that self-aware of what you would be like in a stress situation and what would work for you and what doesn't, which takes you to that next level of self-awareness. Yeah. That was really cool.
Yeah, but we've met incredible people, haven't we, at the events. And, you know, we've been fortunate enough to tell some of those stories on here, but we've still got a big list. Because, you know, when we first pitched this idea, we created a spreadsheet, didn't we? And it was like, right, who do we want to get on? And, like, immediately, I think we had a good 35 women. And that was just with a half an hour brainstorm of people. And obviously, since then, we've had other women reach out to us, being told about other women. Some of the women we wanted, we haven't been able to make it happen yet, just with like diaries and traveling and stuff like that. So it's like, there's so many incredible women out there. And that's why, you know, I put something out on social media the other week, like, whose story should we be telling that we don't know about? Because there's going to be so many that we don't know that would benefit people to hear, wouldn't there?
Yeah, and people came back with responses as well.
Yeah.
You know, it has been a real interesting experience. And also in the moments where I've been quite down and not sure and kind of a bit, I just don't know what to do next kind of thing, talking to these women, you know, they've all had their moments where it's been quite bleak and they've not known what to do. And, you know, they've trusted their instincts and they've gone for it. And it's still, you know, it's worked out. So it's been really inspirational for me doing all of the, you know, doing these episodes. I mean, when we started Yacht Pearls of Wisdom, I was the firm believer that, you know, women are pretty badass. And now
yes,
having done...
Are. Yes, we are.
Now, having done, obviously, however many episodes, obviously we'll be coming up to 40 episodes, you're only getting reconfirmed over and over and over again. You know, the things women are having to navigate at the moment, which is just crazy. Learning about yourself as well. Like, each conversation, I learn a little bit more about myself, I think.
Well, and I think we all... you know, lots of the lessons have been about planning your exit, because, you know, you don't always know what's going to happen, and it's very, you know, we're all earning very good money when you're on the boats, and it's about realizing that as a woman, you know, you're not necessarily going to be in the industry for as long as men are, so you have to make the most of your time on board and save and be a bit smart with your money to so that when it is time to leave, you're in a good position. And yeah, if you've got a business idea, start working on that and building on it beforehand. And I think that's a really important thing that we've been trying to spread the message about, isn't it?
Well, it's also don't pin yourself in either. Like, I think one of the big things, you know, that I learned, which I at the time, because what I thought I was going to do didn't work out, I was just so depressed. But having spoken to loads of women now, it's quite common that the first thing you think about, because you've got changing so much of your life also at the same time, doesn't pan out. But that's okay. Like, if I left the industry now, I would have done it completely differently.
Yeah.
Completely differently. Because you kind of got to find yourself again on land to then, you know, then find your thing. So, yeah.
God, mine's changed. I wanted to be a yoga teacher teaching hypnobirthing. And I haven't done any of that.
No, it's... Well, but then also when you're a blank canvas again, and I feel like that's when you step off the boat, you are.
Yeah.
You know, it's quite daunting. And also not everybody, one of the other things I've, you know, after interviewing so many women is, you know, just because you can start a business doesn't necessarily mean that you should.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because you have this, you know, you are perfectly placed, you know, got a bit of money behind you if there's a thing. Not everybody's entrepreneurs, you know.
Yeah.
You do need some grit and determination. Like with Yacht Pearls of Wisdom, I'm not sure if I'm an entrepreneur. Because the bit in the beginning where you're kind of on your own most of the time, I hate it, you know, literally. Yeah,
this is why I said about the podcast for you, because you're very good at talking to people and you're very good at asking, if I can even talk, asking the right questions at the right time. Like, that is your strength. That's why your events were always so good. So for me, it made complete sense for you to have your own podcast, because that's what you enjoy doing. You enjoy talking to people. You enjoy learning from people. And this gives you the opportunity to do that, doesn't it? Like I say, you don't like doing social media. You don't like having to go on Instagram and do a story where you've got to talk to camera and...
Yeah, but
you know, that makes you don't enjoy it, so then it doesn't encourage you to do it. This you enjoy, so this is what you should do.
Okay, so like if we're reflecting on social media, because obviously on a few episodes now I've talked about how much I hate it, and I do, like, it's not my favorite thing to do. I don't like talking about my private life too much. I mean, I don't post loads of photos of my daughter because I do think psychologically, as humans, we're going to come to a bit of a point of reckoning that, you know, putting everything on of you into this ether and not really thinking of the consequences, I think it's all going to come back to haunt us. Mm-hmm. And we're going to end up having to find a balancing place. You know, it's like, I think the latest generation of, well, I don't know, what are they, Gen Z or whatever, is now not wanting to post so much. I mean, and I wouldn't, you know, having been the generation that couldn't post about their lives, I now thank God that it wasn't an option. You know, I really do. I'm really pleased. So, but also when it comes to social media, and I think one of the things I've learned was when stuff with Yacht Pearls of Wisdom wasn't going so well, I want to always, when I speak, I want to talk about something. Do you know what I mean? And if I'm not sure about myself or what we're doing or what the project is, I just shy away, which is not helpful in any way. We're trying to do something like this. So I've started a course, I actually started 3 days ago, to kind of get myself into the headspace, because I've got to kind of find a balance with it. you know, I've got to find a way of making peace with it. So if you look at some of the most frequent social media people out there, and, you know, they kind of just got into a rhythm with it. They found a format or what they wanted to say, and then they just repeated it. And then it just didn't feel like they were having to dig into their soul. Do you know what I mean? It's not like a sales pattern, but it's kind of trying to find your message, what you want to put out there on a regular basis, and keep repeating that. And I've kind of been thinking about, what is it? So obviously with Pearls, we're talking about female protection. So I do want, I've been working on what I'm comfortable with putting out on a regular basis, to then get desensitized to the fact that I'm doing it regularly.
That's the thing. I don't think people realize quite how hard it is, or how some people make it look so easy and so effortless to just pop on Instagram, chat away to the camera. Like, you know, I think there was once or twice when we were doing our Thursday night lives and you were away and you asked me to, I'd put a story out, and I must have recorded it about 40 times. I had really bad hay fever and one eye looked all frigging gammy and red, and I was just, and my little boy was behind the ring light, like smiling at me, and it was just awful. And I think, yeah, some people are so good at making it look so easy, and actually it's really not.
It's not that. It's just they get, you know, with all now doing a bit of research into it, because it's something that I just want to conquer. Do you know what I mean? I just want, you know, I've got lots of things that I could talk about, which I'm sure would be fine for social media content, but it's like a little bit of a mental block about who I am and what I'm doing at the moment. But when they started, you just got to do it and 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 do it. And then, you know, nobody starts off brilliant straight away. It's like anything, you've got to kind of be consistent, which I haven't been consistent because of how I've kind of, the membership obviously has been a bit of a knock for me. Yeah. So not really. So from my understanding, when you start businesses, there are three stages of business. You know, they're blind optimism at the start, and then they call the valley of despair, and then you get into, like, you know, consistent business. And we started with blind optimism with all of these great ideas, and then realized how much they cost and how many hours there were. And then we kind of, you know, I've kind of been through, which is a completely normal process with business, I've been told, the valley of despair, where you are trying to achieve something, but now you've got a realistic understanding of what it will take to achieve said thing. So unfortunately, our funding kind of dried up at the same time as ill health and everything else. And also realizing, you know, with the membership, people's social media habits are really ingrained. So you've got to come out. There's lots of companies now within the yachting world that have got apps that are all trying to create this engagement. So we were just kind of, although we were probably one of the first to kind of think of it, to get it to work, we would have to have like two or three people working full time with partnerships with other businesses that are willing to share information. Because that's also another thing that I never thought would be a challenge. When you're talking about making the world a better place, there's lots of people that work very hard to get to where they are, to share just information that they might be using to create a product. They're not going to want to do that. Yeah. So, you know, the realism of what we wanted in an idealistic world, and then that in the real world. Obviously for me, you just take it personally, you know. Yeah. I feel like it's my fault that it's not panned out the way that I want, so it's been a bit tough, I have to say.
I think it's hard. Like you say, you were one of the first people doing this, wanting to help women in the industry, support each other, give advice. So, you know, the newbies don't make the same mistakes that we've made, and to help the people when they're leaving to not fall into a bad headspace after they've left and they're sort of feeling a bit lost and not knowing what to do. You know, you were one of the first people doing that. But the problem is nowadays, there's lots of other people doing it. And like you say, they're people that are happy to be on Instagram every day, putting content out constantly. And we just don't have the capability at the minute to do that. Like, you know, we're juggling kids, dogs, other work commitments, running a home and all the rest of it. And it's just not possible. And to be able to travel and make all the different events, it's just not doable, is it, unfortunately?
Is it a single childless woman's game? Because that's, yeah. You know, it is, there's a well, I don't know. I'm not going to say that there's a reason why it's only men out there, but then, you know, if you do want to achieve the other things in life, which is, you know, a family and everything else, it's not really conducive with starting up something from scratch. It's quite difficult unless you're just willing to give your child to anybody and everybody, kind of thing.
Well, especially when all the, you know, the boat shows are all over, you know, Europe, America, Palma, Dubai, like, you know, we would love it if we could go to all those places.
Well, for us, you know, if this next 12 months goes really well for us, you know, we will be at those shows, but then our kids will be that little bit older as well. Do you know what I mean? It's a slightly easier, you know, we've both got children under 7.
Yeah, Ola will be 6 2 weeks today.
Yeah, so like we've gone through like the most intense, well, you know, it's just that nutty phase, isn't it? You have a baby and then for some reason you've got this burning desire to start a business. Obviously they don't work well together. You know, I don't know, it must be the hormones. You're like, yeah, sure, you know,
it's feeling invincible.
Feeling invincible, like why not, kind of thing. But yeah, so the membership is on hiatus at the moment. We've got new software to kind of work through, and we will strip back and make more efficient what we're offering. Because it's also, you know, there's a lot, like you said, there's a lot of people doing great things in the industry at the moment. How it's all going to pan out, don't really know. But it also, they need, you know, voices are rising, but, you know, it's what are they saying? What's their point? You know, we've always been clear, and that's, I didn't realize how lucky we were until I spoke to a couple of people that just recently, that we've always known exactly what we wanted to say and what we wanted to achieve. It's always been the same, whether it's the podcast, the events, or, you know, the membership or whatever, it's always stayed the same. It's just the execution that's been tricky for us. Whereas I've seen
also others, it's changed a lot. You know, like I say, back in when you first started, it was in-person events because that was the way to reach people. And then it changed to a membership. But like I say, that's hard because of how people use their phones and social media. And now, you know, podcasts are huge. And that's a really good way to reach people. And obviously with AI coming out, that's changed everything too. So it's like really in the last 3-4 years, you know, from back in the day when we were in yachting and you turned up and on Teeb and you stayed with Jen at the Crew Grapevine and, you know, you dock walked and you found jobs that way, like that doesn't exist anymore, does it? So it, you know, you get jobs very differently nowadays, and it's just, yeah, it's constantly changing, and it's, we're trying to keep up and also do it in a way that we can reach as many women as possible to help share as much information and advice and help as possible.
Yeah, it's a moving, I suppose we're lucky in a way that we will be able to just keep chipping along, you know. Hopefully we'll have some really good news in the next week or so, which will obviously help us project, well, move forward with more vigor, so to speak. But I think one of the things I've learned is patience. We've just got to be patient.
Patience, it's not and all pivot.
Patience. Oh, God, that word pivot. Pivot is going to be written on my gravestone. Yeah, it's just to kind of roll with it a little bit. I always think of Deirdre's story where she kind of just, you know, she liked sewing and she just kind of lent into that. And now all of a sudden she's got a business in America and she does, you know, fabulous uniform for people because she just liked it. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, but she just went with the flow. Do you know what I mean? There's a lot to be said with just going with the flow, and I feel like that's where we are at the moment. I think when we take our next step, which is, you know, hopefully not too far in the future, we're going to do it with a lot more informed knowledge, not just that blind optimism kind of thing. A lot more older, wiser, a lot more wisdom. A lot more wisdom. And then it would be permanent. You know, it would be the next step. But it has been, it just made me smile when I was listening. It was Daniel Priestley talking about the stages of business. And, you know, I think Stephen Bartlett said about it and a few others. I was like, the valley of despair. I was like, that sounds delightful.
Yeah, I recognise that feeling.
It's a great way to describe it. But it is the knowledge. It's the knowledge gap. Whereas with all startups or enterprises, you start with that. It's all going to be great, but then the reality kicks in. And this, the valley of despair, is where most people give up.
I think that's the most important, isn't it? They always say that. Even back in the day, I think Stephen Bartlett's podcast, the first 2-3 years, hardly anyone listened. And like now, obviously, he has ridiculous amount. I think he's just hit like 7 million or whatever. And it's like, it is just, like you say, we know what we're trying to achieve. We have the best intentions with what we're wanting to achieve because we just want to help. So it's just, like I say, rolling with it
and keep going. Yeah. And we are lucky that we were going to be able to do that, which is good. Yeah. Because if certain things had not been in place, I don't think we would have. I mean, it like the incredible thing people aren't aware of, you know, we've been giving our time for free. I mean, I've never got a salary from this job. It's, you know, one of the reasons why I suppose things have slowed down. But you've stuck with it. Most normal people would have gone. And you're like, I'm just like, you know, I haven't made any money. There's no money to be made. But it's, you know, for you,
I enjoy it.
You know, the people that love podcasts, Max is the reason why it exists and it's still going. Because it was just down to me, I probably would have been just drowning in I'd be drinking more champagne and just feeling sorry for myself. In the valley of despair in business.
I like podcasts. I think you're very good at talking to people.
I think women are bad. So it made sense. The more I learn about things, like I said, I've been learning about the Crusades. I've been learning about different periods in time, what women have had to go through. And it's just, it's incredible.
Yeah.
You know, we are so strong because we have had a raw deal since the beginning of time. And it's still going on right now in the world. You know, like we owe it to female kind to just, you know, keep going. Yeah. The female voices need to be heard, and they need to be heard frequently, because we could live in a place where female voices are being taken away. Afghanistan and Iran, you know, in the 70s, they were just like any other country, and they're losing, if they speak out too much, they lose an eye.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, so we are incredibly blessed, and I'm going to keep taking the opportunity to just talk to incredible women and just, you know, listen to each other and what they've all achieved, whether that's Emma, Deirdre, Jen, Kat, Sierra, you know, all of them, Lou.
Yeah.
There's just so many, Jess, you know, so many incredible stories. And we've got a whole list of other ladies that we're going to be speaking to on the horizon.
Yeah, if anybody has any recommendations, if you have a story you want to tell, if you know someone that has a really cool story that you think we need to be telling, please, please send us a message.
Well, I suppose this is us talking directly to the listener now. So if you're one of these badass women that is actually spending your time listening to us, I'm talking to you directly now. Subscribe if you listen to the where you listen to the podcast. That helps.
Yeah.
Talk to us on social media. Max is going to be putting out a lot more questions about different topics. And if you've got a great story, or you're all passionate about something, or your mate has just been through hell and back, and, you know, it would be worth her telling everybody what she's achieved, then get in touch, because this is what our podcast is about. We could spend, and I'm not trying to put anybody down, but there are a lot of podcasts out there that highlight women that are high achievers, and I'm not trying to put them down, but within the yachting industry, you know, there are incredible women doing incredible things at high levels within certain companies and that we all know. But there is also a whole bunch of other women that have insanely fantastic and inspiring stories that don't get the airtime. And that's what we're all about, because, you know, there are fantastic stories to be found everywhere. And I think the ones that don't get the airtime sometimes are the most inspiring for me personally.
Yeah.
It stops me drinking champagne on an hourly basis. It toughens me up to keep going. So yeah, any advice to a listener, Max? What do you want them to do?
Just like I say, subscribe. We're on Spotify, we're on Apple Podcasts now. And yeah, just message us, please. Like, any questions, anything that we should be talking about that we're not talking about, if you know, you can send us, you can say you want to be anonymous. I think we'd quite like to maybe do a couple of these little bonus episodes, just maybe Charisse and I talking. So
we'd like to read out stories. Like, all of our guests have said that there are stories that they would like to tell, but they don't want to say in their own words, and they can't, you know, to get around the NDAs kind of thing. So if you've got an insane story that's really funny that you've been desperately, you know, wanting to say for years, send it to us anonymously and we'll read it out. Because that, you know, what's said in the laundry is quite entertaining.
Well, yeah, we know it all, don't you? Yeah, but I think, yeah, silly stories would be great. But also, if you found yourself in a situation and you haven't quite known what to do and you're after advice, you know, obviously the best that we can help and potentially point you in the right direction of people to speak to, that would be really good, because it's not going to be a situation that just one person has found themselves in, and it's not going to be a situation that you're going to be the last person it ever happens to. Mm-hmm. So by us talking about it and other people listening to it, if they ever find themselves in that situation, they can be like, oh, this is what so-and-so did. And, you know, it's just about helping each other.
That's a really good point. We are connected to some incredible women that know their stuff. So whatever you're going through in the industry right now, if you need help, you can reach out to us and we will put you in contact with the right people to help you deal with that situation. And I know sometimes people, you know, there's lots of different organizations and networks and different things, but we are also here. If we will do our best to point you in the right direction, connect you with the right individuals that we've known for years and that can be trusted, and talk you through any situation, whether that's children, crisis, management on board, fertility, like anything. We have spoken to everybody. I mean, the fertility episode comes next month. We'll be doing that. Cat's nutrition episode is following up this month as well. We've got loads of great stuff, but we've got, you know, our black book of contacts is pretty intense. So if you've not been happy from where you've got support, we can also give you more options to maybe try to find the right type of support for you.
Yeah. It's just helping each other, isn't it?
Well, we endeavour to do our best. But yeah, we just wanted to give everybody a bit of an update of where we're at, what's going on. So yeah, we're going to keep interviewing great women. We've got a few projects on the horizon. Hopefully we've got some great news in the next couple of weeks as well to announce. But yeah, we will just keep telling incredible stories.
Yep.
Right. Well, if you've enjoyed this episode, I'm sure you're well aware now that there are others to enjoy. We also mentioned subscribing, get in contact, tell us what you're up to, what you think about things, and anything you think is important that we need to cover. But for now, we'll see you next time.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.